yellow, very shaded in yellow is the area in the West Coast zone. So this situation came to us at the property of the staff. Property to be over 10 acres and property actually was not what we wanted. So they're looking at making some changes to their property, and this was noticed, and so
that goes through, and the property should be good to go.
well as you move forward with the sale. Thank you for being here. Okay. We have one final item here to consider. The possible review and the review and possible approval of Andy Bueller, our very own Director Bueller. And Andy, would you like to read yourself into the record?
Sure, it'd be an honor. Review and possible approval resolution to approve the appointment of Andy M. Bueller to the Southeast Wisconsin, Eastern Wisconsin Fox River Commission.
Okay, thank you. Andy, anything that we should be aware of this committee or your role on it?
Sure, I'll just let the committee know. So I've served on this since 2018. So the Fox River Commission has existed for many, many years, and they were looking to expand their boundaries so they could get down into the state line, and that would allow them to potentially have other grant opportunities to help fund the work that they do for making improvements to the Fox River, going all the way up into to Waukesha and Racine. And so with that, in Kenosha County becoming a member, we need to have two representatives sitting on the commission. They need to be employees of the county and then also live in the county, which that works well for me in both accords. And it fits with our department because our land conservationists for years have gone to this, and we have received some funds from them to do work through the town of Wheatland on the park on the Fox River to shore up the bank that was eroding, and we look to get additional funds to do other work along different areas along the Fox River in Kenosha County, and I think it's definitely something that is a good thing for our county, and again, I represent Kenosha County as being an employee of the county and living in the county.
Okay, great, thank you. Any discussion on this reappointment? Any discussion from the committee at all?
Oh, I do, sorry.
Yes.
I just want to clarify, Andy, I mean this in the most respectful way. I'm reading your application here. You've worked for the county for over 30 years?
That is correct.
And they only wanted to give you a $500 bonus? Good thing. Good thing we put a stop to that. Hopefully we'll make it more.
Okay.
I just want to say, Andy, I have known you now for 4 years, and you are by far my favorite county employee. No offense, April.
Thank you.
But I really have enjoyed working with you, so I'm going to support this 100%. You're always very pleasant to work with. So.
Thank you very much.
Yes, Supervisor Nando.
Maybe they don't want to hear me anyway. I disagree with Supervisor Rodriguez. You're not my favorite person, after all this. But I'm just joking. Anyway. So, as everybody's aware, I've been voting no against all the appointments made by the county until now. However, we're in the Christmas spirit. This might be the last meeting I attend before Christmas. I'm going to be here next month. So just because of the state with the holiday spirit, I guess I want to vote yes for it.
Thank you.
All right, a little Christmas magic in the air. Thank you. Any further discussion?
Well, I feel like I have to say something.
What did you say? She said she has to say something.
I just appreciate all of your insight and knowledge. I mean, your shoes are going to be difficult to fill if and when you decide to retire. So I will be supporting this as well.
Thank you.
All right. Any further discussion at all?
I would request a roll call only because I think some of our colleagues might be surprised.
A roll call has been requested. Okay, then we'll just go down the line again. Mackenzie, aye. Brooke?
Aye.
Supervisor Mollen?
Aye.
Gashke, aye. Supervisor Rodriguez?
Aye.
And aye. Supervisor Nudo?
Aye.
Supervisor Nudo, aye.
All right. A unanimous approval by our committee for Director Bueller to continue serving.
It's good to have unanimous.
Okay. Number 13, approval of the minutes from our October meeting.
I will move the I'll move the October 18th, 2021 minutes.
Second.
All right. Supervisor Rodriguez made the motion for the October minutes, seconded by Supervisor Nudo. Any discussion or corrections or updates? Anything at all? All right. Then hearing none, all in favor, Youth and Governance, of approving the minutes, please say aye. Any opposed, nay. All right. Supervisors, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, nay. Okay. The minutes are approved. Citizens' comments. I do not see any citizens here tonight. Citizens' comments. Does anybody like to speak tonight? Okay. Citizens' comments are closed. Any other business as allowed by law? Typically, Andy has some updates for us.
Yes. Yeah, so one, I just want to thank the committee for supporting the budget for our office, which also included the CIP for the South Branch Pike River rehabilitation. So we're very excited to keep working with Army Corps on this. We did inform Army Corps, and they're very excited as they keep moving ahead. They will be planning a public hearing to be held the last week in November or the first week in December. It will be in this room here. There'll be proper notification to everyone around about it. Well, they'll be able to do a kind of a presentation, almost like what we did with the informational meeting, but it'll be for the public now. There is also going to be a public notice that'll go out November 15th for 30 days for comment on the project, and they'll be able to have access to the maps on a website. So just so you're kind of aware where that's going, it's one of the largest projects that we're doing in our office or through planning and development. And then for next month, we have these four tabled items. I think we have three other items that would be on there. And as Supervisor Gashi indicated, we're not even sure if the four items are going to make it through the town because of how the calendar is with the meeting dates. So if they have a special meeting, we'll hear them, and it'll be a pretty large meeting. If not, they'll be pushed off to January, and it'll be a fairly small meeting.
What is the next meeting?
The next meeting would be December 8th.
I won't be here, so just in case I forget to call. So.
Okay.
But I won't be here.
Okay. Any other business?
I had just had a question.
Yes.
I don't know, through the chair, if April, you can answer this. I don't see any of the minutes online from the September 8th, October 13th, and then the 18th we just approved, so that makes sense why they're not up there yet.
Okay, I'll check that out in the morning. Okay. I usually upload them the next day or a couple days after.
Okay, all right, thank you.
Okay, I'll just take the opportunity to remind the committee of the Tuesday work sessions, and again, I understand everybody has other responsibilities and obligations, and so Andy and his office have said that the door is always open, so even if you're not able to make it to the work session, please take advantage of reaching out to our dedicated staff, and they would be happy, Andy and the others would be happy to work through any questions that you have about any particular items. I especially say that in regards to the upcoming burn property. Things that don't typically come before our committee. So if you have any questions about that specifically, Andy or Ben would be happy to help work through those with you ahead of time. So please take advantage of that so that you can be well informed about things coming before our committee. Okay, anything else? Any other business that's allowed by law? Then I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion has been made by Supervisor Nudo, seconded by Supervisor Rodriguez. All in favor of adjourning, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Please stand adjourned. Thank you.